Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Orgullosamente latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, 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 bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, 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 bang.
We be jumping.
Bang, 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 bang.
Just act like you know, and
homie,
stop
rockin'. Can't be stoppin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hoppin'. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pullin' 211.
I come through stompin', rollin' in my low-top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, goin' 5150. Heat up and feed up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. Two on my hand, dead down in quiet.
I just did this thing on mental health. They're doing this, I don't know who started. I think maybe Gail Kim from Impact, where they're having like all the wrestlers and all the companies get together and put a message on like mental health. And it's very telling because, you know, this is something I never thought we'd have to do. But even us as a company, AAA, even before I did this PSA that I just did, we had a meeting a couple of days ago. And one of the things that they said that they were going to have next year is a mental health specialist on board. I mean, that's how bad this thing has gotten.
Yeah.
You know, for anybody that needs it.
Was hers, yeah. This is in reaction to Daphne. I mean, there's been other suicides before, but it's in reaction to her recently, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know. But, you know, it is an issue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've had to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have had more help when I was first diagnosed, because I was diagnosed with it when I was 16 years old, and it was called manic depressive. So think about this. You're 16 years old. At that time, when they bring up the word manic depressive, there's a stigma behind it because people aren't sensitive or aware, and they just think you're crazy. So, and it's just something that follows you and hampers you.
I'm similar, but if I feel the same way. If I didn't get on the antidepressants last year, I mean, I'm not saying I would have done anything bad, but obviously you could tell from work with me, I was the shit sometimes, and it was mostly just due to my mood. And I've seen a lot of improvement, and my wife has too, and I just feel better. So it worked for me.
I had to go put my Braves hat on because the Braves are playing the Padres. Saturday night, I noticed Conan preemptively wore the San Diego Padres hat to annoy me, so I had to go get my Braves hat.
There you go.
Yeah. But I wanted to finish something before you were gone, Glenn. So when I got into the military at 17 years old, there were a lot of problems because, you know, people weren't as sensitive, as aware, as informed. So there were a lot of tasks. I worked for a while on a ship on the USS Cape Cod. And for a while, I was working in the engineering department and in another place, which is called radio, which is handling communications. And I was tasked with like handling sensitive material. And a lot of time they wouldn't entrust me to it, or they'd give it to somebody else because I was a manic depressive. And there was a lot of ignorant comments and stuff. And I thought it was a weakness, and I was ashamed, and I was mad, and I would keep it inside. And I was always very so volatile, because that was something inside of me that I couldn't really talk to nobody about. So I am kind of glad that now people are more aware and supportive of it, because it's a real deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but anyways, I just wanted to, that just came up to me. What was the thing that you were talking about yesterday, Joe, with disco? I kind of caught it last second where you were telling me about a Rogan interview with somebody that I should listen to.
I'd send it to your phone. It doesn't matter. I'll just give you the gist of it here. So the story here is Rogan, unvaccinated, a couple weeks ago got COVID, right? And he treated it very aggressively early, took monoclonal antibodies, took ivermectin. Ivermectin has been used as a horse dewormer, but it's an actual medicine for people. But because the tenor on the social media is there's like just the division is between the vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers, the people that aren't vaccinated, is that the vaxxers had to come and try to craft this story as like, you know, Rogan's an idiot, right?
Because it also besides anti-vaxxer and vaxxer, it almost seems to go along political lines too.
Like, right. It is, to the point that we have to shame the guy. You know,
right.
We some have to make a negative out of this, okay? Because right. Joe got better in like 3 days,
right?
Okay, and he's a guy that's 50 something years old, in good shape, does not fit in the weight and obesity category, and he got better quick because he treated it quickly and stuff. And like, you would have thought that would be a positive sign. Like, hey, look, what if we treat COVID for the people that are not, you know, like what happened with Joe? He's better in 3 or 5 days, right? It's like, no, we have to still keep pushing the vaccine, right? So Howard Stern, who has to be probably insanely jealous of Joe Rogan at this point because he's getting $100 million from Spotify, right? Like Howard Stern was the guy that was – remember, like, his Joe, you lived up in the Northeast, and we didn't get Stern down south, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you remember when he went to Sirius,
mm-hmm.
and like the deal at the time was like $10 million a year, and everybody's like, "Wow, that's, you know, like exorbitantly more than like anybody else at the time, right?"
Sure.
So when we heard that Rogan was getting $100 million, it's kind of like the same significance. You know, the Howard Stern probably had to hear that, like, because he was like he's the king of all media, as he's been. It's like, well, if I'm the king of all media, why am I not make it as much as, why is this guy making way more than me?
Plus, they had heat anyways, because Joe used to be a regular, he used to appear regularly on Stern, and then they had some kind of rift where Howard said something about him on air about Joe hates women, and he played clips of Joe kind of shitting on strippers and stuff like that, and Rogan didn't take it very kindly, and then they haven't.
Because Howard's gonna be insanely hypocritical for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. So... So basically, you know, Howard, he got better. This should be a positive story. You can actually take things and get better with COVID when you have COVID. So let me read this story here. Right-wing libertarian comedian podcast host Joe Rogan recently became infected with COVID-19 after refusing to take a vaccine and is now crediting the drug ivermectin with this recovery. Now, I'm reading Salon, which is kind of a left-wing site, right?
Yeah.
But veteran shock jock Howard Stern is saying that Rogan should have received a COVID-19 vaccine in the first place. Although ivermectin is primarily used as an anti-parasitic drug for animals, conspiracy theorists have been claiming that animal-grade ivermectin should be used to prevent or treat COVID-19. But medical experts, including immunologist Dr. Anthony Fauci, have been warning that taking animal-grade ivermectin could be dangerous. In fact, Fauci strongly advised against it. Now, you see how this story right off the bat, they're misinforming you?
Yeah.
Like that Joe Rogan is taking the animal-grade ivermectin.
And in the first sentence, they said right-wing comedian.
Libertarian comedian, yes.
But he's not right-wing.
Well, just doesn't matter. Yeah. This is how left-wing sites are reporting this story, right?
That's why he brought that up. That's why he said, I'm reading it from a left site.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
The 54-year-old Rogan is claiming that ivermectin was beneficial for him after he was infected with COVID-19. Mediate's Ken Meyer explains, upon his recovery, Logan lashed out at CNN and other critics who called out his promotions of an unproven COVID remedy. This was noticed by... You notice that they still haven't said that, you know, hey, this is actually taken by humans. They're still trying to say, like, this is... They're crafting the story that maybe Joe Rogan took the horse medicine, right?
Idiot, yeah.
This was noticed by Stern, who remarked that Rogan could have also gotten a vaccine, which Stern heralded as a cure, and skipped the whole ordeal. On his show, Stern, whose program airs on SiriusXM, told longtime co-host Robin Quivers, I heard Joe Rogan was saying, what are you busting my balls for? I took horse dewormer and a doctor gave it to me. Well, a doctor would also give you a vaccine, so why take horse dewormer? Stern was also, and you can see like how Stern has been reading stuff, and he's misinformed on this too, right? Stern was vehemently critical of anti-vaxxers during the broadcast, slamming them as idiots who are, quote, anti-science. The 67-year-old shock jock told Quivers, there's never been one that said, I'm so glad I'm refused. I'm so happy that I can't breathe. This is a wonderful way to die. It was worth it because they didn't take the vaccine. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 75% of U.S.-based adults have been at least partially vaccinated for COVID-19 coronavirus. Nonetheless, many U.S. hospitals are being overwhelmed by unvaccinated COVID-19 patients, and CERN obviously has no patients with anti-vaxxers at this point. We have no time for idiots in this country anymore, Stern angrily told Quivers. We don't want you. We want you to all either go to the hospital and stay home, die there with your COVID, don't take the cure, but don't clog up our hospitals with your COVID when you finally get it. Stay home. Don't bother with science. It's too late. Go F yourself. We just don't have time for you. Okay. And, you know, Stern, have you followed? I did not follow Howard Stern's career. Like Joe, you followed Stern, right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I've followed him all along.
Do you still listen to him up there?
I don't.
He's still good.
I've never listened. I've never subscribed to Sirius for him, but I've watched video from his on demand. I've listened to clips, so I'm kind of up to date. I haven't subscribed.
Conan, did you follow? Like, did you seen clips of like bits and pieces of Stern? Have you ever been a regular listener of his?
Early on, Shock Jock Stern, I thought was must listen to the beginning. Right. Like at the beginning, yeah, I used to watch him a lot. Yeah.
Well, there's a rumor. I don't know if it's true. I talked to a friend of mine about this because he's big into politics and story. He's usually pretty straight. But like 3 years ago, like 3 to 4 years ago, they went to Stern and said, hey, you got to kind of like start towing the party line now, or we're going to basically dig up all your past transgressions and ruin you, right? Because he's got a lot of stuff online, a lot of stuff in his history.
Sure.
That if people actually just were trying to cancel people, how if you did a draft, okay, like they have like Deadpools where you draft a person, the first person. We used to have that WCW. Remember people were drafting Scott Hall and Raven and stuff like, you know, back in the day. But if you did like a pool, like a draft for this, for the people that were going to be canceled,
yeah,
Howard Stern would be one of the top picks because he's got tons of stuff. You know, we would have Daniel Carver, the KKK guy. You know, so those clips are still on YouTube.
Yeah, and plus something came out last year where he had actually been in blackface making fun of Whoopi Goldberg a couple of times.
Right. So he's got tons of stuff, right? But apparently they went to him and said, like, hey, look, you just got to toe the party line now or we're going to ruin you. You know, just like, you know, which he still could be ruined by other people. But since that time, like, you've heard him, like, say he's been very toned down and very left-wing.
Yeah.
Like you know, and stuff like that. Because he's changed. He's, like, he's a political activist kind of now. And it used to just be a guy just doing funny shit, you know, non-political correctness, right? So over the course of a couple weeks now, the the fans of both shows are going to obviously like start feuding with each other, right? So this is from Up Rocks. Howard Stern's listeners and Joe Rogan's fans are feuding on social media, and it's getting very ugly. But this reminds me, like, and it just reminds me of how, like, polarized, like, and we see this exact same stuff in wrestling. When there's a hot topic, the WWE fans, the AEW fans will just get toxic and argue with each other. And the funny thing is they're all wrestling fans, but they're being polarized on one side or the other. Like, you know, Joe Rogan and...
And here's the worst part. And here's the worst part before... I know it's not my turn, but let me just say this. But here's the worst part in all of this. Each side believes they're right. They don't want to hear your side. They're not really willing to discuss. It's we're right, you're wrong, and if you don't agree with us, you're either this, or this. And that's what's really, you know, bad about this whole thing. Go ahead.
Well, let me start reading some of these, because this is, you know, when everybody starts, when the fans of each side start jawing, right? From Up Rocks. Go F yourself. That was Howard Stern's message to Joe Rogan and all the other idiots, quote, idiots in this country who refuse to get vaccinated. He just repeated what he said before. Go F yourself. We don't have time for you. And Stern made those comments last week, but they're making the rounds on social media today, causing a rift between his and Joe Rogan's fans. It's an old media radio versus new media podcast divide with fart jokes. Howard Stern has evolved into a compassionate adult human being who understands the responsibility of his platform. Joe Rogan still hasn't gotten to fart man yet, author John Pavlovitz tweeted, while another Twitter user wrote, Howard clearly is envious of Rogan, as Rogan is the hot radio guy now, something Howard used to be a long, long time ago. Rogan might have the world's most popular podcast, but most people seem to take the side of the guy who's pro getting vaccinated instead of pro horse dewormer. As Stern put it, F their freedom. And just, they see tweets from these blue checkmark people like, Howard Stern is right, Joe Rogan is making things worse. Joe Rogan stands losing their shit over Rogan effing up being stupid, thinking the vaccine is a hoax, getting sick as fuck, and then Howard Stern calling him an idiot. Truth hurts, dipshits. Bro, see, this is the thing. It's unbelievable how misinformed people are even on the story. You know, this story has been out there, and these are people responding to this, and you can tell, like, just people this is, like, one of the I think the single biggest problem with the social media thing of this is, remember I told you that study that they did where literally only 40% of people read the articles before they they retweet or uh-huh. like share them.
Yeah.
But you know, people just react to headlines. And like, you can craft headlines and get emotional reactions. And when I see people doing this, it's just, I mean, I just don't have any respect for people like that's intelligence. Because they're not thinkers. They're not like, they're just copy pasting and repeating thoughts.
Before Conan comments, I can say this regarding Stern. I'm in a lot of Howard Stern Facebook fan groups or whatever.
Really?
And the divide's there too, but there's a large percentage of people that are constantly posting like, I can't listen to this shit anymore. You know, he's gone off the deep end, blah, 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 because it's not entertaining anymore. All he does is the kind of quotes you just read, like, you know, smashing anti-vaxxers and pushing, you know, his party line, like you said, and people are getting sick of it. They just want to be entertained. And all he does is, you know, fuck Trump and fuck this and fuck that. And people are getting bored with it, you know.
What do you think, Cody?
I didn't know much about this feud until Glenn brought it up a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I just read two articles on it, and they both said the same thing. So I got caught up pretty quick. And these are my thoughts, knowing that we were going to talk here today. It almost feels like the old emperor, the shock jock Howard Stern versus the cool Renaissance type of vibe, the modern king of media now, which is Rogan. But none of them are virologists, tremendous word for a Latino. They're like us. They just try to be as formed as you can because, unfortunately, and we've talked about this before, Glenn, and I think you will be in agreement, unfortunately, the experts in media, they've benefited, you know, by misinforming and disinforming us, you know, by catering to their corporate narratives. And between social media and like traditional media, you foster like a form of, and this is the best way to put it, bro, like a form of mass hysteria where you're profiting off of fear mongering and information, and it becomes so ubiquitous, another great word, that it just becomes normal. You know,
so
what I'm saying?
Howard Stern hasn't left his house. Supposedly, he's still that paranoid. He's vaccinated.
I know. I read that. Yeah. I read that. Yes. Yeah. So check. So from the best that I can surmise from reading what I feel are credible sources and just talking to people, you know, empirical evidence, the vaccines, I mean, this is a fact. The vaccines have nearly eliminated deaths and you know, having to go to the hospital, right? And it radically reduces your chances of getting COVID. But here's the thing the liberal media must take into task for. And Bill Maher brought this up last week where he was doing this thing where he said, can you believe, you know, all this percentage of Democrats?
40% of Democrats think your hospitalization rate if you get COVID is 50%. Like literally right. One out of every two people if you get COVID, you go in the hospital. That's what you thought.
Right. So the point that I was trying to make was that, you know, the liberal media is taking the test because of the thing that we were talking with Bill Maher, yeah. Because, bro,
40% of Democrats think 50% of people get hospitalized. Yeah.
I wrote this down because I wanted to make sure that I didn't get it wrong. And this is a very telling graph, much like the one you put up on the show, mm-hmm. where you were showing the COVID, right. Who it hits. Yeah. And okay. Yeah. Okay. Look at this. About 100 Americans are likely to die in car crashes today. Okay, I mean, you have a bigger chance of fucking being
when
in
you
a
walk
car
out
crash.
Of your house. There are risks involved in your life,
right?
You know, it's like you can get covered.
But you know how?
A lot of things. You know.
You know how I see Stir now, bro? I almost see because I listened to some episodes a few years ago, and I was like, really, dude? I almost feel like Stern is like that rapper who is now rich and lives in a mansion, and it's not about that life anymore, so his lyrics aren't as raw. And if you remember at the beginning, Stern was kind of counterculture. He was against the grain. He was thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
He used to challenge authority, but not anymore because he is the authority.
Yeah,
he's kind of a sellout, you know?
Yeah.
And so, it's weird because when I see that Joe Rogan, who to me is a very credible guy, he took these things you're talking about, these antibodies.
That's credible guests. And he talks to epidemiologists, so people outside the mainstream media narrative experts. Right. You know, he discusses with these people. You know?
Right. And prednisone and all these other steroids. But what they do is they try to minimize them by saying, oh, he's taking this deworming drug, right? That it's used for dogs or some shit, livestock, right?
Horses, isn't
but bro, a lot. I'll give you an example. Do you remember the steroid Equipoise Disco or no? Mm-hmm. Equipoise was for horses. It actually had a horse on it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking ketamine, Special K. Remember that club drug? That's a cat tranquilizer. And now they're using it with MDMA, which is ecstasy or Molly, what they call it now, mushrooms, by psychiatrists to cure shit, everything from depression to fucking PTSD.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that makes me laugh. So I was telling you about the Equipoise that was for horses. I was telling you about all right. These are all things that could be used for human consumption, but you can also make fun of them. Like, oh, can you believe this is for horses? Or you can believe for this is this. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't know or don't even understand. Bro, have you ever wondered why the COVID is so low in Africa? Because it's really low in Africa.
They've been taking a lot of ivermectin in that country for years.
Exactly. Right. You know? Exactly. And there's this Japanese study, like this is what really popped it off. This Japanese guy is a guy that was like, what's going on in Africa? And he studied it, you know, and they make you take that over there. And they also make you take it before you travel. So if it's working over there, why aren't they letting you use it over here? You know, and what's wrong with
your vaccine?
Right.
It's not that, but we're like all this country is like all pro. It's like the
and you also got to ask another question. What would Joe get out of this? Because he could A, do serious damage to himself if this doesn't work, and to his credibility. He's telling you, I tried this and it worked for me. This, you know, but everybody's got to jump on him.
The way this is being treated, like the way they're pushing the vaccine, it's like the vaccine companies are like the Coke dealers. And like the pot dealers and the fentanyl dealers are trying to sell on the streets, and they're killing the rival gangs, or like just trying to they're killing the other drug dealers. They don't even want them like selling anything besides their drug. This is what it comes across as to me. It's like, why are you ignoring potential cures? We should be like going gung ho with like if ivermectin's a possible cure. What's those massive studies that they're trying to find, you know, like save them, especially if they're taking Africa for so many years. But no, it's like, that's just a horse dewormer stuff. We're only a year and a half into this pandemic. And like everybody thinks they have all the answers. We're still experimenting.
And here is the other thing that when I was reading about this Japanese study, this is the simple conclusion the guy came up to because he was trying to figure out, you know, why it worked. And this is what this is part of his study. He puts ivermectin allows zinc to go intracellular. Zinc kills viruses. It's that simple. Without ivermectin, zinc usually stays extracellular. And that's the reason. And so now they're starting to use it in Japan.
I tell everybody, bro, it's an over-the-counter remedy. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't affect you. Take vitamin D and zinc.
And zinc,
every day.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I took the vaccine, you know, and it worked for me. You know, I almost, right. you know, you remember when I got out of the hospital, I was in really bad shape, you know, and yeah. it worked for me. But that doesn't right. mean that this thing couldn't work for somebody else, right?
If you get sick.
Right.
It's like saying, but bro, if you're getting sick, why are we not like saying, okay, let's hear the things that will make you better.
Right. Not like just one thing.
It's like we want people to be miserable and die to promote the vaccine.
No. It's almost it's almost like Pfizer and Moderna are afraid that the intervectin people are going to run into their right. profit margin.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. If you follow the money, that's what it says. Right. If you follow the money to the core, that's exactly what this pandemic is about.
How sad is that? Yeah. That it always comes down to the same fucking thing. That's why nothing gets done here.
Yeah.
That's why nothing gets done here in California, the homelessness and all that bullshit, because it's greed. People want money. People want payoffs. People think about the $1 trillion thing that Joe Biden is about to come out. Do you know how many people are going to get paid off of that shit?
Oh my God.
Every senator, every lobbyist, everybody's going to get make money off of this shit. But the Republicans are going to make less because they're not in power. That's probably why they're fighting it. But it's all about money, bro. So that's my thoughts on this. I just think Howard is, you know, wrong. And he kind of sounds like old man yelling at the clouds, kind of, which is kind of funny because he was Joe Rogan 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like Howard Stern's, you know, doing comedy and, you know, just a good, you know, just at complete outside the box stuff. Joe Rogan's talking to biologists and stuff on his show.
Right. Right.
It's like the guy's far more educated on this than you. He's having epidemiologists, doctors. So, you know, he's getting educated, having hour-long conversations and two-hour conversations with people that are experts on this subject.
Right.
And people are acting like Joe Rogan doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, no, Joe Rogan has got a lot of knowledge here.
Rogan is a lot like Bill Maher in that they're more like sophisticated. You know what I'm saying? Right. They like to talk to sophisticated guests.
They don't like to be the thought followers. They want to be the thought leaders. You know, and so we want to
talk provokers.
We want to talk to people smarter than us to get ourselves smarter instead of acting like we're the smartest people in the room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the experts on TV try to do it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's my view on this. Any closing thoughts, Glenn or Joe?
I think I may echo what you say. I think I'm pro dumb Joe Rogan.
We need to get one where we fight. I don't think people like us agreeing.
Well, the one thing I was going to say is, like Disco said, follow the money. It's all about the pharmaceutical companies, and it's the same reason why, you know, the companies that produce antidepressants and whatnot don't want you to know anything about THC and how it can help with mental illness and depression. Or like Conan said, how ketamine can help now. There's ketamine therapy. There's MDMA therapy. But the companies that produce antidepressants don't want you to know anything about that.
Yeah, it's true. Well, why would they?
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, honestly. Like,
right, that's why marijuana had such a tough time getting over in the United States, because besides, and we can get into all the political reasons, you know, but at the end of the day, the tobacco industry, they stopped everything, but now they're done. They're done. Yeah. They got exposed. They got fucking bankrupt. You know what I'm saying? So,
Right, well, that's been our K100 Talks for this week.
Boom.